Last week's 11-carry, 115-yard, two-touchdown performance in Knoxville's upset win over Centerville put Carter Bailey a force to be reckoned with. Bailey has spent much of the first 2 years of his high school career waiting in line to be one of the main ball carriers for the Panthers. Now that he's a junior, he's taking full advantage of it.
I kind of just followed what Coach K has told us to do since the beginning, is just work hard and you'll get what you put in. It's his motto. I like to follow that.
Carter's first touchdown was a 29-yard run in the third quarter of last week's win over Centerville. And Bailey gets the call across the 25 to the 20, stumbles across the 20 to the 15, near side to the 10, 5-yard line, touchdown! What a run by Carter Bailey from 29 yards out. Bailey says everything went according to game plan.
The line kind of did a lot of work for me, and everybody else blocked to perfection, in my opinion. Mike Hudson surprised me with the block that he had in the first touchdown that I had. He picked a side, and I kind of just went off of his butt like we're taught to, and it's about all I had to do.
The last name may be familiar to Panther football fans. His older brother, Connor, was a standout running back for Knoxville. Connor currently attends Wartburg College and is one of the running backs for the Knights. I got in touch with Connor, and his advice to Carter was simply work hard because a lot of people are counting on you.
Once season starts, you're going to be relied on by your teammates and by the fans to, you know, get the hard work in and do the hard work and, you know, make the plays in the game. And if you aren't doing that in the off season, then they're not going to have trust in you to do it during the season. So I told him you just got to keep a level head and, you know, just keep your nose to the grindstone, really.
Carter says while they do not have a lot of time to talk with differing schedules, they will text each other on game day to wish each other well.
We talk a little bit, and before the game, he messages me every game, just telling me that I need to stay low, work hard. And after the game, he'll text me, and if I did a good job, he'll tell me. If I did a bad job, he'll tell me.
On Saturdays, Carter takes the road trip to either Waverly or wherever Wartburg is playing to watch Big Brother play. While Carter has dreams of playing on the next level, he knows he will have to raise his game while in high school to achieve those goals.
Just watching him play at a different level is kind of just crazy because everything's so much faster and more physical and more violent and everything. It's pretty crazy watching him.
Carter has amassed 171 yards on 23 carries in the first 3 games of his varsity career for the Panthers. Coach Eric Keller says while Carter, being a little taller than Connor, is very similar to his older brother in a lot of ways.
You know, they look a little different, but there are a lot of similarities. They've got low center of gravity. They've got some nice shifty, you know, side-to-side cutback moves, and they'll run hard. You know, if you get in your way, they'll put their shoulder down and try to run you over, but they also have some speed if they get outside. So not a lot of differences, really. They'll tell you they do, but not a lot.
Connor does his best to keep up with the Panthers Friday nights from afar, and it does make him proud to see his younger brother have success.
I've been trying to keep up listening on KNIA here with the games and stuff, but last week we traveled to Monmouth, and we had Friday night meetings and all that stuff, so I didn't get a chance to listen to the game, so I looked on Quick Stats later that night and saw how well he did. A really proud moment. It was a good feeling.
And another thing the Bailey boys have in common, they've both been named Player of the Week with very similar stats. In Wartburg's season opener on September 1st, Connor had 120 yards on 12 carries and 2 touchdowns and was the Knights' Offensive Player of the Game. Last week against Centerville, Carter had 11 carries for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns and was named the Football Friday Night Player of the Week. Carter says the two thought it was neat to be players of their respective games within the same week.
He texted me that, like, after the game, telling me how many yards I had, and I thought it was pretty awesome because he said that I almost matched him. So I was like, Player of the Game, you got it, and maybe I'll get it. And then I heard after the game that I got it, and I was pretty excited about it because He was telling me about it, so.
Carter Bailey will go into tonight's game at Sheraton looking to repeat his performance from last week. Then Saturday, take a road trip to Waverly to see Big Brother take on Buena Vista. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KBLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.